Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati amalina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid wal Furqanil Hamid fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Fi jannati yatasa'alun 'anil mujrimina ma salaqakum fi saqar qalu lam naku minal musallin. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My dear respected elders and brothers, one of the most important issues and contemporary issues in the life of a Muslim is the issue of the salah. The first and foremost thing for which a person will be questioned in the qabr is taharat, is cleanliness. And cleanliness is a very important aspect of your salah, of your ibadat. And the first and foremost thing for which you will be questioned on the day of qiyamah after iman is your salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. That the first thing that a person will be taken to task for on the day of Qiyamah will be his salah. Mawlana Fadhlur Rahman Sahib, our Ustad, the other day he was explaining with regard to salah, and he says that a namazi, a musalli and a namazi in the eyes of Allah is not one who occasionally reads salah. Or a person who is reading 3 salahs a day and reading 4 salahs a day. A namazi in the eyes of Allah is one who is reading 5 times a day salah. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala who said, salah is amanullah. It is the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who does not fulfill his 5 time daily salah is not fulfilling the trust and the amanat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon him. So the first thing for which a person is going to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah is his 5 time daily salah. And not just one salah a day or 2 salahs, you will be questioned for all 5 salahs. Jummah salah is a very important salah. In terms of its virtues, in terms of its merits, but as far as farziyat is concerned and obligation is concerned, it is the same as that of the Fajr salah this morning. It is the same as far as the Asr salah is concerned. The farziyat is the same. Just like how you are going to be taken to task for your Jummah Salah, you are also going to be taken to task for this morning's Fajr Salah. You will be taken to task for today's Asr Salah, for the Maghrib or the Isha Salah, for any of the Salahs. We have this misconception that Jummah Salah is the most important one. We will read our Jummah Salah and we expect to be fulfilling our obligations. Whereas we have been commanded in almost 700 places in the Quran with regard to the establishing of salah. Establishment of salah and hifazat of your salah means that a person reads 5 times a day salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about to leave this world, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, we can barely hear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were the last words and the last wasiyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. And in Hayatul Sahaba it is mentioned that as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum, he went into Sakrat. Yugharghiru. The word is there, he went into the throes of death. Into Sakrat, and as he's going into Sakrat, he is saying, As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. In one narration they have, As-salah, was zakat, wa ma malakat aymanukum. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leaving this world, and he is emphasizing upon salah, emphasizing upon zakat wa ma malakat aymanukum, and regarding the slaves, or we can say our servants or our subordinates. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is emphasizing, this was what we can say the wasiyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hayatul Sahaba also has the narration there. The Nabi Kareem, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was standing there. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that go look for a slate. I want to say something. I want you to write it down. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was concerned that by the time I go bring that slate, they didn't have paper and pen like how we have available today. He said, by the time I go bring that slate and I come back, perhaps Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam might leave this world. Showing that he was already in Sakrat, already about to leave this world. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me what you have to say, I will memorize it immediately. I will memorize it immediately and I will remember it. Tell me, what do you want to say? He said, As-salah, as-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. Be particular about your salah. Be particular about your salah and be careful regarding those that are your subordinates or your servants or your slaves. Be very careful regarding that. On the day of Qiyamah, you'll find people relaxing in Jannat. Father looking for the son, mother looking for the daughter. Father will say, but I don't see my son here. I mean, we're in a Muslim home, my son went to an Islamic school, or my daughter went to Islamic school. I don't see my son here, I don't see my daughter here. Where are they? Or perhaps it might be the other way around. The son is looking for the father, daughter is looking for the mother, brother is looking for sister, sister is looking for brother, or you're looking for your bosom pal, or your friend that you had in the world, you cannot find him in Jannat. You're looking around and you say, I don't see him here. Allah Ta'ala will show you that there, look there in Jahannam is the sitting there. And nothing difficult for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to show it to us. So a person will look there and he will see, hey, he's sitting in Jahannam. Fi jannati yatasa'alun anil mujrimina ma salakakum fi saqar. The jannati will be allowed to question the Jahannami and ask him, what has happened? What led you into the fire of Jahannam? The first reply that will come from the Jahannam is on that side. Father will be replying to son, or the son will be telling the father, whatever the case. قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ. We were from amongst those who were not bothered about salah. We were from amongst those who were relaxed. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Very complacent regarding salah. Very, very complacent. Read when we want to, and leave it out whenever we don't want to. We just leave it out. For us it's nothing. We just missed the salah, so what? We've taken salah absolutely lightly. To make qaza of a salah, many a times you speak to the children in the madrasa, child is doing hifz, becoming hafiz al-Quran. Say, what happened? Did you read your salah, especially on a Sunday morning? Says, no, we woke up late. We made qaza. We read qaza. So easily, so simply. I've made qaza of the salah. Whereas Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man fatathu salatun. A person who misses just one salah. Faka'annama wutira ahluhu wa maluhu. Person who misses one salah, it is as though he has lost his entire family and belongings. Sahaba put so much of emphasis on salah. Because they learnt it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the amount of emphasis they placed on salah. Perhaps we have mentioned it once before already. But we need revision in our life, you know. Somebody might say, I can't remember whether we spoke about this in this masjid or not. But somebody will say, Mawlana, you gave this bayan before, but we need a revision. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was attacked, and the attempt of assassination was made on him, he was stabbed in his stomach to this extent that when he was given milk to drink, the milk oozed out of the wound also. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was lying unconscious for a few hours. People were trying to revive him. Somebody said, mention salah in the ear of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As soon as they mentioned salah in the ear of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, ha, wallah. Immediately he got up and he said, wallah, لا حق في الإسلام لمن ترك الصلاة. إذن لا حق في الإسلام لمن ترك الصلاة. There is no place in Islam for a person who leaves out salah. There is no place for him in Islam. But unfortunately today we just leave out salah, so relaxed about salah. We have become complacent regarding performance of our salah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man hafaz alayha, whoever is protective over his salah. Not just read your salah, but you are protective over your salah. You guard your salah. Man hafaz alayha, person who guards his salah. كانت له نورا وبرهانا ونجاتا يوم القيامة. It will be a source of light for him. It will be a source of nur for him. And a means of salvation and argument for him on the day of Qiyamah. And a means of intercession for him on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُحَافِظْ عَلَيْهَا لَمْ تَكُلْ لَهُ نُورًا وَلَا بُرْهَانًا وَلَا نَجَاتًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. A person who is not protective over his salah. A person who doesn't safeguard his salah. There will be no nur for him. There will be no celestial light for him. There will be no means of intercession and argument for him on the day of Qiyamah. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes further and says, وَكَانَ مَعَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَأُبَيْ بْنِ خَلَفٍ. That such a person will be made to rise up with the enemies of Allah. With Firaun, with Haman and Ubay ibn Khalaf, you will be standing in their saf. You will be standing in their line. You refuse to stand in the safs of the masjid, you will be made to stand in the safs of Firaun and Haman and Ubay ibn Khalaf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and may Allah ta'ala safeguard us. There's a great, complacency in the ummah today regarding salah. And our asatiz are emphasizing on this point. That if our salah comes right, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ فَإِن سَلُحَتْ سَلُحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِي. If the salah comes right, then all the other amals fall in place. وَإِن فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِي. But if the salah is not correct, if the salah is fasid, if the salah is not looked after, then you find the rest of the amals are also fasid. So on the day of Qiyamah, a person is definitely going to be taken to task for his salah. We cannot remain complacent with regard to our salah. And our ulama emphasizing with regard to the correct performance of our salah. One is to have the fikr, the worry and the concern of our salah. That it should not be on the day of Qiyamah. We are sitting on the other side and a family member has to call us from Jannat to ask us what had happened to you. في جناتي يتساءلون عن المجرمين ما سلقكم في سقر. It should not be that we are the ones replying from that side and saying, قالوا لم نكو من المصلين. We were from amongst those who were neglectful and complacent regarding our salah. See? So we have to have this fikr, this worry and concern. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized upon the sahaba kiram that leave alone the 5-time daily salah in any issue that we have in life. Any issue that we have in life, we have to resort immediately to salah. You have a financial problem, you resort to salah. This is over and above your far salah. If you have a marital issue, you resort to salah. Any difficulty that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced, he used to immediately resort to salah. He used to command the family also to perform salah. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Command your family to perform their salah and you be constant day in yourself. La nas'aluka rizqa nahnu narzuquk wal aqibatu littaqwa. Allah Ta'ala says, we don't ask you for sustenance, we are the providers of sustenance. Many a time a person forgoes his salah because of sustenance. There's a beautiful incident that one person came home and he found out from, he came after Isha and he found out from the wife, did the children read their salah? So the wife said that they were very hungry, there's no food in the house. And because of that they fell off to sleep, now I'm worried. Should I wake them up to perform the Isha salah, they will cry for food and we don't have food in the house. So the husband says, we do what Allah has commanded us to do, and Allah will do what He has promised to do. And then he quoted the ayat of the Quran, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. That Allah Ta'ala is saying that command your family to perform the salah and you be steadfast upon the salah yourself. La nas'aluka rizqa, we do not ask you for rizq. Nahnu narzukuk, we will provide for this. The wife was a good lady, pious, she also understood deen. So immediately she got the children up and she got them to perform their salah. They had hardly completed their salah when there was a knock on the door. A person had brought a variety of food, explaining that there was an invitation, you know, somewhere nearby. There was a misunderstanding, the guests were not there. So the food was sent over to his house. This was the provision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that when a person is particular with his 5-time daily salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see to every need of his. Today most of us are missing our salah because of our running behind our rizq. Running behind the dunya, we are complacent of our salah. So one is the performance of the salah, which is of utmost importance. That a person should not neglect any of his salah and 5-time daily salah. Together with that, emphasizing upon the families to perform their salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when your child is 7 years old, you must command your child to perform his salah. When he is 10 years old, you must reprimand him and make him read his salah. It is so unfortunate that when the children are very small, 2 years and 3 years, they tag along with the father to the masjid. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't bring your children to the masjid. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, command your children to perform their salah at the age of 7, when it is the right age for him now to tag along with the father to the masjid, then the mother says he got homework. He has to go for tuition. He has to go for swimming classes. He has to go for karate classes. But he cannot come with the father to the masjid, to the house of Allah. Father is there for Fajr salah, but the baligh son, baligh daughter, fast asleep at the time of Fajr. Father is coming to the masjid, but he got no concern. He got no concern whatsoever for his children. He's not worried that they are sleeping. There's a bare namazi sleeping in his house. His own son, his own daughter. And in some instances, unfortunately, even the wife. In some instances, the entire household, father, mother, grandfather, son, daughter, everybody fast asleep at the time of Fajr. How can you call it a Muslim home? That at the time of Fajr, everyone in that house, bare namazi, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not fulfilling the first basic command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Father is paban with namaz, sons are fast asleep at that time. Whereas Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphasized, remember that hadith is not for the child, that hadith is for the parent. In other words, every salah that your child is going to miss, that person is going to be taken to task. If my child misses a salah, I will be taken to task for that salah because I did not command him and I did not check on his salah. Parents are not concerned about the salah of the children. And then when the child goes astray, when they run away from home, when they have some funny ideologies, when they go into drugs and all that, then we sit and we cry. When I used to go for the programs to the rehab, one of the questions I used to ask, majority of the druggies, I used to ask them this, how particular were you with your salah? And 99% of them, you'll find that they were not particular with their salah before they fell into this drugging habit. 99% of them. And their parents were complacent regarding their salah. They never bothered whether my son read his salah or not. We were very concerned whether the child went to school or not. But we were not bothered with regard to salah. Look at most of our masajid now. Look at most of our masajid now. You will find adults are there, the youngsters are missing. Youngsters are missing from the masjid. There was a zamana when you used to see from the age of 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, rows of youngsters, rows of children in the masjid. Now they're disappearing from the masjid. Why? Because parents have become complacent. They are complacent with regard to their salah and they are creating a generation who will be completely away from the house of Allah. Every father must make sure that his child tags along with him into the masjid from Fajr. There is no pity for a 7-year-old. You have to get him up. In fact, from the age of 6, we should start getting them up for Fajr in the house. And from the age of 7, that child has to wake up for Fajr Salah and tag along with the father, come with the father for Fajr Salah. That is how you will create the fikr, the worry and the concern for Salah in your child. But if the father's got no concern, how is the child going to have concern? We have to emphasize on our women folk at home that they should be particular with regard to the Salah of our children also. Then a very important aspect, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِن صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ سَائِرُ أَمْرِ. In other words, if your Salah is corrected, if your Salah is protected, you have perfected your Salah. Now we, as far as our Salah is concerned, we making no effort. Person is reading Salah for 50 years, for 70 years, and there is no perfection in the Salah. How we read our Salah, what we do or what we read in the Salah, have we perfected our At-Tahiyyat, have we perfected our Durood Ibrahim? We need to go to the Ulama and we have to perfect our Salah. Then as far as men folk are concerned, Salah with Jamaat. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu emphasizing this point, he said that as soon as you leave Salah with Jamaat and people start reading their Salahs in their homes, then they are abandoning the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's an emphasized Sunnah. According to some of the Fuqaha, it is wajib to read Salah with Jamaat. You are abandoning an emphasized Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when you do that, you are going to lead yourself astray. When a person breaks away from the house of Allah, when a person becomes aloof from the masjid, then he becomes open and vulnerable to the attacks of shaitan. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphasized this point, that just like a lone sheep, when he breaks away from the flock, becomes prey to the wolf. And like that, when a Muslim breaks away from the house of Allah, becomes estranged from the masjid, then he becomes food for shaitan, becomes open to the attacks of shaitan. And then you find funny ideologies coming about. You're finding the unique amals in them, unique actions, things that you would never fathom that a Muslim will ever do. Why? Because he has made himself prey to the attacks of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding that we have to attach ourselves to the house of Allah. Man alif al masjid alifahu Allah. A person who loves the masjid, Allah loves him too. One blind sahabi, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiallahu ta'ala anhu, came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many a time, he's blind. The sahabi is blind and he's telling that there's many a times I don't find a guide to take me to the masjid. And there's trees in between, there's things in the way, and I sometimes tend to bump it, you know, and get hurt. There's a possibility of me getting hurt, you know. So, is it okay for me to read my salah at home? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, did you hear the azan? He said, yes, I hear the azan. He said, then you have no excuse. You have to come to the house of Allah. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Hayatul Sahaba, when he came to the masjid, he found at that time the crowd was a bit small. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I wish to go and burn the houses of those that are reading salah in their homes. To show emphasis how important it is to read your salah in the masjid where the azan is called out. When we move away from the house of Allah, we are going to create disunity in the ummah. So therefore we have to come back to the house of Allah. Our hifazat and our protection is in the masjid. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah, came from Makkah to Medina Sharif, before he entered Medina city itself, he was stationed in Quba. The first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was build a masjid in Quba. Why? So that people can read salah with jamaat. When he entered into Medina Sharif after settling down, the first thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did was build a masjid. Why? For salah with jamaat. To show the importance of salah with jamaat. Unfortunately, many people have become complacent regarding salah with jamaat. It is of utmost importance that we read salah with jamaat. It is an emphasized sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And should we break away from salah with jamaat or salah in the masjid, then we are going to lead ourselves astray. Also, when we're reading salah, as we said, the perfection of our salah is that We do everything. Sallu, like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Read your salah as you see me reading my salah. We have to perfect our salah and read it as explained to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So with regard to salah, with jamaat, one very important aspect is the straightening of the safs. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the salah, he turned around and he told the sahaba ikram, sit down. I want to say something. He said, why are you not making your safs like the safs of the angels? So the sahaba ikram said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the safs of the angels, how are the safs of the angels made? He said, the safs of the angels is that they complete the front rows first. In other words, they leave no gaps in the front rows. And then, وَيْتَرَاسُونَ And he stands shoulder to shoulder. They stand shoulder to shoulder with no gaps whatsoever. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized this. Said the sahaba ikram were so particular regarding this, that the salah would not start until somebody walked in within the rows and checked that the lines were straight, heels in line, shoulder to shoulder, and there was no gaps whatsoever. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized this. There was a time when sahabi says, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was standing on the musalla. I went up to him, the safs were standing up now to be lined up. He said, I went and I spoke to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu regarding some need of mine while he was on the main musalla. I went to ask him something and he was waiting whilst the safs were being what you can say, joined and straightened. Until somebody indicated from the back, oh Umar, oh Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, safs are straight now. Then Umar radiallahu ta'ala told this person to find a gap there and then he started his salah. It's of utmost importance that our safs are straightened. We stand shoulder to shoulder and we stand according to how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has emphasized upon us. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was about to start his salah and then he looked at one person, he was a little bit, you know, in front. Maybe his stomach was jutting out or something. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went up to him or pointed to him and told him, just straighten yourself. And then he said, لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, don't ever, you know, let your safs be crooked. Don't be separated. Why? Because then your hearts will be separated. As it is, the ummah is in such disunity. We want to create unity in the ummah. Then we have to follow the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we start it off in our salah. That our salah has to be corrected. Our safs must be corrected. Our salah, we must give emphasis upon salah with jamaat. Let it be such that look at this crowd at the time of Jumu'ah. The very same crowd should be there at the time of Asr, at the time of Maghrib, at the time of Isha. The very same crowd we should have. But if everybody start reading their salahs in their homes, everybody start making their own jamaat there, what is going to happen to the unity of the ummah? And we will be abandoning the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And once we abandon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then we are causing our own destruction and our own doom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.